touching base with those on behalf of the Van Andel Institute. Today, back to that Van Andel Institute for Education, doing a catch-up. Tara Tarango, Director and Chief Education Officer. Good morning to you, Tara.
Good morning, Shelley. How are you?
I'm doing fine. You, of course, and your team dedicated to creating K through 12 classrooms where curiosity, creativity, and critical thinking thrive. And even in these times, I hope these goals are being met. So first of all, in your words, Van Andel Institute, yes, all about research, but education as well.
Yeah, I think that's one of the things that's really unique about our institute is that, you know, when it was founded, they really had this, you know, ideal to really support and improve human health. And obviously, we know about the research side of that, all the wonderful biomedical research that goes on. But they also had an eye toward the future and making sure that the next generation of scientists are ready to pick up the mantle and really follow that with the sound kind of skills and critical thinking and collaboration and perseverance that you need to be a successful scientist.
Yes. Well, before I get into some specifics, here we are, mid-January. Where are you with your education, instruction-wise?
Well, you know, like everybody in education, it's been a little bit of a strange year. We're like everybody everywhere, I suppose. But, you know, like everyone, we had to switch to virtual very fast, which, you know, has some drawbacks, but also some interesting positive upsides that I think will stay with us. So we continue all of our student programs and all of our teacher programs have been converted to be able to do those virtually. So that includes our after-school programs, even science on Saturday. We have field trips that we can even do virtually. All those student programs are still in place and still hands-on. That was really important for us to make sure, even though it's virtual, the kids are still actively thinking and acting like scientists. And then on the teacher program side, we continue to work with teachers. We've got lots of webinars. We've got lots of products and resources, some virtual projects that they can use to keep engagement high in this sort of remote setting.
So, Tara, what are the challenges teachers and students face with remote learning?
Oh, gosh. You know, one of the things that's interesting to me, some of the challenges are obvious. One of the ones that I think is not so obvious is, you know, I've talked to a lot of teachers, and hindsight's 20/20, and administrators, and it's almost like one of the biggest challenges has not necessarily been the fact that it's virtual or that it's hybrid or that it's in-person, socially distanced, but that it keeps changing. And that's nobody's fault. You know, I think everyone had the best of intention. Let's start this way. But most schools and districts have had at least four or more changes since the start of the school year, which has only been, you know, 4 months ago. So, you know, just when you think you have one kind of methodology underway, then it switches to the other. So teachers are constantly having to plan for both, which is just a huge drain on them, sort of, you know, time-wise, emotionally. The biggest challenge to me, I think, is just that uncertainty that it's always changing, and then the wear and tear that that is having on our students, but also our teachers.
Yes. What works for teachers and students in a remote learning setting, and what doesn't?
Well, you know, it's funny. Like I said, there's some things that have come out of it that I think are actually really positive. So there's, you know, ability to kind of use technology in really purposeful ways that I think teachers maybe have wanted to do but haven't had the time to sort of learn and dive in. You know, technology is one of those things, unless you just get in there and do it, you really don't learn it. And now they've had to do that. So whether it's really becoming, you know, comfortable with Google Classroom or getting students to collaborate on a Google document together to kind of, you know, make meaning together. I think just that forcing you into technology and finding meaningful ways to use it has been a really positive upside. So I think that works. I think what doesn't is to try to do exactly what you've done in, you know, in person and just replicate that and just turn it virtual. So, for example, if you're just going to deliver information in the classroom, you just deliver it via Zoom. You know, Zoom fatigue is real for adults. It's even more so for children. So I think that you do have to change your instruction. It's not the same thing. You have to engage in very different ways, but it can be done. So I think those are some of the things that work and don't work.
Thank you for that. Tara Tarango with us, Director, Chief Education Officer at the Van Andel Institute for Education with our catch-up. How has VAI supported teachers and students during, well, an uncertain school year?
Well, like I said, we've tried to convert things to virtual. You know, for students, we've done things like immediately when things kind of switched over, we did something called Keep Curiosity Alive. And it was just a way to, especially over the summer, to help, you know, families at home. These are different things you could do with your kids to make sure they're still, because everyone was worried about just the loss of learning. So make sure you're keeping that curiosity going, whether it's science investigations you could do at home, So we kind of gave weekly ideas for that, which was really well received and fun. And then, like I said, we converted all of our after-school programs, our summer camps, to virtual. And what was nice about that is we kept, like, the hands-on material. So, you know, parents would come by and pick up a kit, same way you do curbside service, you know, at whatever takeout you're enjoying these days. And then that way the kids could still think and act like scientists at home. And the Zoom meeting isn't just delivering information, but it's them showing off what they did. So that's some of the things we did on the student side. On the teacher side, we've held a lot of webinars, which have been really well attended from teachers, you know, seeking how can I engage my students during this really tumultuous time? How can I lesson plan once that's going to work for both, you know, a hybrid and a virtual or an in-person environment, things like that. So we've done those webinars. We've also converted all of our project-based learning units. We've offered, you know, modifications for each lesson, so how this can work online, hybrid, or in person, so that if they're using our projects, they don't have to plan, you know, for all those different scenarios. It's already done for them.
So where can teachers, parents go to find your resources that help with remote learning at this point, Tara?
They can go to our website. It's VAEI, so for Van Andel Education Institute.org, VAEI.org. And there's a section there for student programs, a section for teacher programs, so you can check out all that there is at those places.
All right, Happy New Year. Keep on educating. Tara Tarango, Director, Chief Education Officer of Van Andel Institute for Education. Thank you.